your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Are there like special noodles that you can...
Hey!
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Noodles.
And together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast is about food, comics, TV shows, general geek news.
Yeah, we like noodles.
I don't even know how we got on the topic of talking about noodles.
I said spaghetti. Mom's spaghetti.
You said mom's spaghetti because it rhymes.
You were rhyming,
right?
Ready, get steady.
Oh yeah, are you ready, Freddy?
Yeah, and I said let's get steady. Mom's spaghetti.
Vomit on my sweater, I'm ready. Mom's spaghetti.
Something like that, yeah. Mom's sweaty.
Please don't sue us, Eminem.
He's a rap god. He might smite us with his lyrics.
Or he might put a nasty video out there on us on Facebook, ripping us to shreds with rhymes that don't rhyme.
Oh, no, that would be free publicity, so...
It would be. Please diss us.
Please don't. Wink, wink.
No. We don't want you to lyrically wreck us,
Stop.
Eminem.
Stop, don't. Wink, wink.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Maddie.
How are you?
I am fine.
Yeah?
How are you?
I'm doing okay. Uh-huh. I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you.
You walked in my front door and I was like... It's my friend from work!
It's my friend from work! Yes!
And then I decided to do 7 more jokes of the same thing over and over and over again.
I gotta see where you're going with this. And I figured it was gonna happen.
The jokes just fell fine. I just kept doing them, Tom.
But some of them were fun. I kind of like it when, like, movies and comedians, like, reference jokes later in the movie. It's like,
yeah,
ah,
I do
full
too,
circle.
But when you reference it 7 times...
They reference that part 7 times.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you're right. Okay, they kind of did do that a lot, though. The whole friend thing.
Yeah. I think they took a cue from us.
Yeah. We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
Let's just play out jokes over and over. That's Let's
true.
Just throw out 50 jokes and see which ones
stick. See which ones stick.
Stick it like mom's spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Let's see if it sticks to the wall like mom's spaghetti. Hulk likes mom's spaghetti.
Hulk loves mom's spaghetti. Hulk throw up and eat mom's spaghetti again. That's how much Hulk likes mom's spaghetti.
The sun is going down. It's the end of the night.
Stop! You're freaking me out!
Alright, so if you haven't figured out what we're going to talk about today yet...
We are talking about... Dun, 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 the Lord of Thunder!
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
Unfortunately, we saw it at separate times.
We saw it on 2 separate occasions, so we couldn't really experience it together.
Oh, together. Needless to say... Spoilers.
Yeah, this is going to be spoilers.
So, we'll try to do what we normally do, I think, which we'll try to give a little bit of non-spoiler review.
We'll start off simple.
And then we'll head into some spoilers. So,
full bore spoilers.
If you haven't seen Thor yet and you don't want spoilers, maybe pause and come back later. But, if you want to risk it...
Risk the biscuit.
Risk finding out that there was a Hulk nude scene. Then,
it's burned in my memory.
Then keep listening, but we warned you, so spoilers. So I saw it
in
Thursday night.
Thursday night, you saw it premiere night.
In Orlando at Disney Springs in an AMC in 3D.
Oh, you saw it in 3D too?
Yeah, the theater was pretty much full, sat in the 4th row.
Okay.
So pretty dang close. I do want to see it again.
Okay.
Because visually, there's a lot of cool
there's
stuff.
There's a lot of good stuff going on, and I heard
being,
a lot of Easter eggs, too. So.
Okay. With it being 3D and it being so close, it was a little hard at times.
Yeah, I was about to say, that movie, it's not as probably as bad as trying to see Guardians in 3D. I feel like that would be too much.
Oh, I agree.
But Thor probably wouldn't be as bad.
Because normally, I am not a 3D guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I saw a movie in 3D.
I think I saw Toy Story 3 was the last movie I can remember in 3D.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's dating myself a little bit.
Yeah.
I loved 3D back in the day, but I've just gotten away from it because for a long time my family didn't like it and other people didn't like it, so I just stopped worrying about it. And plus, yeah. It's $5 more.
It's not as special as it used to be, I don't think.
No. It was a gimmick, and it's starting to...
Yes. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know when the last movie I saw in 3D was. It was probably a Disney movie. You know what I think it was? I think it was with Disney. Uh-huh. This is before Disney bought them. So, Star Wars released Phantom Menace. They re-released it in 3D, and that was right before Disney bought them. And because they were going to re-release all the movies in 3D.
What was that, 2010?
Yeah, that was a while ago. I saw it with P. Diddy, too.
P. Diddy.
I'm just dating mine and P. Diddy's relationship.
That goes way back. First the wars, then the rags.
Anyway, that was a while ago. So how did you experience it?
I experienced it in just standard. Not 3D. Not fourth row.
It was Friday night?
Friday night. Yeah, okay. Day later.
Did you have popcorn and stuff with it?
We did, yes.
I did not. We ate at a barbecue place in Disney Springs first.
Oh, did you, that one pig place?
Polite Pig.
Was it good?
It was good, yeah. I had a pork shoulder. They definitely smoked it for a real long time. Had a lot of good rubs on it.
On a side note, I went to Leroy's 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
And I had the pork and pancakes, and it was delish.
Yeah, Leroy's is a restaurant in Punta Gorda that's pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, it was cool. So if you're ever up there, check it out. It's a kind of a counter service. So you go up, you order, and then you take a number. And then they bring it to you. And they have a little barbecue sauce bar.
And they have like a la carte meats and stuff by the pound.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Meats. It's disappointing because they say they have a barbecue sauce bar, but there's literally like four barbecue sauces.
That's it?
Yeah. So you would think, I saw barbecue sauce bar, a big sign, I'm like, oh my fucking God, it's like heaven. Like, I thought it was going to be like Tijuana Flats.
Yeah, where they have like 20 different sauces.
Yeah, but no.
That's stupid. Four. Well, who goes to, like, an actual bar? It's like, oh, we only have four beers.
Right.
That's it.
I'd be cool with it, but...
I'm just saying. I wouldn't really call you a bar.
No, I would call you a place that sells four beers.
Yeah.
We should open a bar and call it that.
Call it Four Beers?
Four Beers.
I'm Tommy Four Beers. Tommy Two Taps.
So it was a good night, and we saw Thor. How do we want to start this? I think usually we talk about,
We usually go with what we like, what we didn't.
What we liked, what we didn't like, non-spoilers,
and
right? Okay. So for me, the things that I liked first.
Okay.
I liked Hulk and Thor's relationship.
Yeah, I liked that too.
I thought they captured that well. I thought it was very similar to like the Avengers cartoons and stuff. I thought they did a really good job with that. I also liked the fight scenes.
Fight scenes were really awesome.
I thought the fight scenes were great. There was a big fight scene at the very beginning that was really, really good.
Oh, yeah, that one was pretty good.
You had to see Thor and all of his hammer glory.
That was really awesome fight at the very beginning.
Yeah, kind of like a nice finale of him and Mjolnir. Which is nice.
Well, I guess they know
it. They spoiled it in the trailer.
That's true. Yeah, but, we'll talk about it later.
Okay. I liked the jokes that worked.
Okay.
I liked callbacks to like other movies.
Yeah.
I liked when they made fun of themselves, almost breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I thought they did well. And I liked Heimdall having more of a role.
Yeah.
So, I think the action in it might have been one of my favorite Disney
Marvel
movies
Disney?
So far.
Okay.
With the action. So those were my things I really liked.
Okay.
Of the feel of the movie. How about you?
Okay, so I love Thor and Hulk. I agree with you on that one. A lot of Hulk in this one. And Hulk's personality finally getting to show through. I do love that. Because before, it's always just been kind of like he's angry and brooding. He doesn't say much.
Yeah, they never showed us the Hulk that talks, really.
Puny God. That's really all we got until just now. And so he's actually saying, like, full statements and stuff. And, like, fighting with Thor. I thought that was great. I liked... We already know the Grandmaster's in it. So I liked It was a weird, quirky character, but I oddly liked the Grandmaster.
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum. I thought he was pretty funny. He was very Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, if you like Jeff Goldblum, you'll like the Grandmaster. You'll
love the Grandmaster. It's almost Jeff literally Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum with funky hair and a blue streak in his face. And I do love that they kind of captured the essence of the Planet Hulk storyline.
Yeah, you think they did?
A bit of it. It's okay. It's going to be also one of the things I don't like. So, spoiler.
All right.
I love that they've actually tried to do it.
They tried. Yeah, they tried. Okay, so that's good. That's stuff we liked.
Yeah. Now the stuff we don't.
This could get long.
there's a few things that I was like, well, that's okay.
Yeah, so let's start with you first. Me first? We know yours will probably be shorter than mine.
So, back to what I was saying, I love that they did that. They tried to do the Planet Hulk story, and I also love that they hated that they kind of backburnered it. So, they made the planet was basically the same planet as the storyline, but they made Thor the main character instead of Hulk.
Right.
Which I really didn't like. It's like, why try to do it at all if you're just not even going to make Hulk the main character?
Yeah.
So, that's my opinion on that.
Do you think we could eventually get a Planet Hulk?
Not anymore.
Movie?
It wouldn't make any sense now.
You don't think they could show, like, up to that point?
I guess they could, and we'll explain, that in the
I guess there's no reason
spoiler
for
part,
it,
but I think they could still do it. We'll talk about that in the spoiler part.
Okay. Alright.
I don't like that they were making a lot of out-of-character-esque jokes with Thor and Hela.
Thank you.
Like, it just seems weird, especially, like, in the comics and the TV shows, Thor's always, like, talking about thine and thou and verily and things like that, and they're just making these, like, odd, like, quirky jokes that were just kind of out of character, in my opinion.
I agree with that.
Another thing I didn't like. It also seemed like they merged two separate stories together. Like, I think it would have been much stronger to have one or the other.
Not mixing Ragnarok and
Planet Hulk.
Planet Hulk together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think what they could have done is had Ragnarok happen, and, like, at the end of Ragnarok, Thor's like, I don't know, something happens and he ends up on Planet Hulk, and then that's how they fight each other.
Okay.
That could have been a cool story, and then that's where it picks up the next movie.
Yeah, because Hulk was not... I'm going to try to say it before spoilers. Hulk was not necessary to the Ragnarok story.
No, because once we ended the whole Planet Hulk part, he was just kind of tagging along, in my opinion.
He was tagging along, and I don't even think he was really necessary to the development of our hero.
Nope,
our hero being,
really.
Sometimes you need to have those characters in that are going to help develop your hero for the story.
Yeah.
And I don't even think Hulk really developed Thor that much.
Really? Not, no. He didn't really push him.
He helped give him a means to get off the planet.
In a way, yeah.
But Valkyrie could have done that.
It's true.
Because it could have had Valkyrie be kind of that change of heart. But I guess maybe Hulk... I guess if we look at it as Hulk was the way that Valkyrie was able to open up more to Thor.
Yeah.
Because she already had that relationship with Hulk.
Right.
So that maybe helped Valkyrie's redemption maybe a little bit.
I think you're right, yeah. That makes sense.
But really, Hulk was not necessary. And, so I guess this is a good... Is that all your least favorite? All your...
Yeah, that's pretty much all mine.
This leads into
kind of... The rest of it's kind of spoilery, so I don't really talk too much.
You give me Hulk, and a lot of good Hulk fight scenes on Planet Hulk and stuff, and then you just underutilize him. Like, at the end, like, I wanted to see him fight, like, 50 Asgards.
Yeah.
And I wanted, Asgardians, I wanted to see him fight Hela. I wanted to see him and the Executioner just go at
it. Yeah, I was hoping for that too.
You know, I just wanted to see him almost lose control.
Yeah.
And then Thor have to bring him back.
Right.
And they just kind of like, we're like, okay, Hulk's here and let's use him as a for gags. It almost felt like they were using Hulk for comedic relief in the movie when they already had plenty of
comedic. They had plenty of other new characters and old characters for that.
Now, nobody's going to be surprised that this is my biggest pet peeve.
I wonder what it is.
They just really went too hard on the jokes.
That, I will agree with you this time. This one was joke heavy.
I still love
the movie, but you're right. This one was really
very joke heavy. I had fun with it, and there was a lot of parts where it was like popcorn, some kind of summer flick almost feel of just I'm gonna watch action movies and laugh, blah blah, and that's okay.
Jackie Chan,
and I think that's okay if it was like billed as that and more of a. But when you're calling a movie Thor Ragnarok and you have the destruction of
literally
your character,
Ragnarok is the end of the world in Norse mythology.
And you have the destruction of your character as you know him.
Mm-hmm.
Why, like,
they could have taken it a little darker and still been okay.
They could have. And my problem was is anytime it started to get serious or anytime like like you started to maybe get a little emotional or it got dark, they're like, oh, here's Thor and Loki fucking stand up for Saturday night. Like when Odin is, spoiler-ish, when they're having a conversation with Odin, they're sitting having a conversation with Odin, and Odin's being all serious and talking about my boys, and they're like, let's crack jokes.
Yeah.
Like it was just too much for me. And for me, it started at the very beginning of they had, it was hilarious the first time. So Thor's up there. They start off the movie with a joke. He's up there with the skeleton thing, talking the skeleton thing.
Yeah, that
thing.
Was pretty good. I thought that
and
was
that was funny. And then he falls down on the chain, and he's talking to
Surtur,
Surtur, and he does the spinny thing. And he's like, oh, hold on a minute. Funny. Yep. Second time, still a little funny. Why do it four times?
Yeah.
And I think that is the theme for the movie for me. Have some funny jokes in there. Throw some good things in there. Why repeat the same jokes four, five, six, seven times?
You're beating a dead, not funny horse.
That joke, you had the whole thing on Sakaar with Bruce Banner in Tony Stark's clothing and the tight pants joke.
He'll get over that, yeah.
Like, the tight pants joke was funny once. And they did it like three or four more times. And they had a bunch of jokes that they just kept doing over and over and over. And doing callbacks is cool, but when you... It just... They beat a lot of dead horses in it, I feel. And Hela... I don't think Hela was too funny. There was points where she... she was probably the most straight-laced of the group. But even Loki. Like, you turned a huge villain that we had from like the first movies into a joke.
Yeah.
And you're basically essentially, they essentially just killed Thor. Anything that was great about the first Thor, they just burned.
Yeah. He wasn't that noble and stuff like that. They just kind of turned him into like this kind of a comedian, but almost like a bard where he's like running around just making all whimsy and fun. He's not really like fighting for honor and things like that and the nobleness that Thor does. He's a warrior.
And I guess that's character development, but still, like,
I
think they lost the core of the character. Yeah. You can have character development, but don't throw the core of the character away. Because I think he kept the Avengers kind of grounded and gave it more of a gravitas kind of feel, like, this is bigger than just Tony Stark cracking jokes.
Yeah.
And we don't have that anymore. What's going to happen now, going into Infinity War, where five of our main characters are fucking comedians?
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
It's really but, the third time at this point, so.
Sorry. I'm passionate about this. Yeah, Tony Stark, jokes. You have Chris Pratt, Star-Lord, jokes.
And they're probably like Rocket Raccoon, joke.
Rocket Raccoon, jokes. Drax, jokes. You got Thor now, jokes. Hulk is a fucking comedian. You're going to have Hulk making funny jokes. That's Ant-Man, another jokester.
Yeah.
Like, I know that they're trying to go for what works for them, But at some point, you're just...
It's going to be a comedy.
It's going to be a comedy. And you're setting your universe up and your fans up for failure. Because if you're going to do Infinity War justice, you need to straight up kill some folks.
They might.
And it needs to be deep, and it needs to be dark. And well, I don't know. Because
it follows the storyline of Infinity War that it involves death. There's a lot of death. He's trying to impress Lady Death.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if at this point they can come back. I don't think they can. And is that bad? Not necessarily. But your stories need to have more depth.
So I'm betting that the next big movie, I guess, is Black Panther, I guess, correct?
Right.
So that one looks like it's going to be much more serious and semi-darker tone.
It does.
So I think that at that point they can kind of swing it back.
Okay. So that was a big problem. Another big problem I had was Lady Sif was nowhere to be found.
Not anywhere.
Nowhere to be found, and they didn't even mention her.
Nope.
Kind of a big plot hole for me.
Well, I'm betting they're setting something up. That's my guess.
They mentioned...
Because we'll talk about that later.
They mentioned Natalie Portman.
Yeah, just for a second. Oh, we briefly broke up. That's it. Something like that.
That was a little annoying for me.
Yeah, to just kind of wash, mm-hmm. just wipe her under the rug like that. Batman 66 style.
Yes. So that bothered me some. And then the Executioner, I think that it's kind of wasted that character
I guess we can get to this later, too. A lot of everything I want to talk about is spoilery, so...
Yeah, so that's my main problem is a couple plot holes, really kind of almost acting like the other movies didn't exist, kind mm-hmm. of. Underplaying stuff, like you built up a whole movie and had us wait and wait and wait for a Loki taking over Asgard to have it end with him... As Odin dressed up eating grapes watching a play.
Yeah, about himself.
That's how he ended it? So there was just a lot of kind of stuff like that where it seems like they built up the stuff and then just went... So, with that being said, those are my big things. I did not hate the movie.
No, it was still a very good movie.
It was good. It was fun. I enjoyed watching it. I will watch it again. I really enjoyed the action scenes in it. Overall, is it my favorite Marvel movie? No. Is it my least favorite Marvel movie? No. I would say I'd put it in the middle, kind of somewhere. Okay. I'd give it 7 stars.
7? I'd say 7 for me, too.
Yeah. Oh, no! you plan on seeing it again, you think?
I mean, if you go to see it, I'll see it again. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is big time spoilers.
Here we go. We've given you enough time to simmer on our thoughts. Now we're gonna just drop the heavy bombs.
Here. Yeah, and I got a little heavy there. Sorry, I apologize.
You got a little bit of slips, but not like major slips.
Nothing major.
Okay. But now you've been fully warned. Here comes the spoilers.
Yes.
So, where do we begin?
Why do you take a character like Odin,
yeah.
who is played by one of the greatest actors of all time?
Emmy Award winning, I'm pretty sure he's won some.
And he's chewing the scenery, and he's dying.
He's dying.
And it's a death scene. Mother dude is dying.
Mother dude is
like
dying.
He's like, I'm going to be with your mom, you guys are good sons, and you have them crack jokes during it.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to say earlier. Why yeah. take a serious death scene like that and ruin it?
Because it wasn't that sad. I agree with you. It was not a sad scene.
It should have been sad.
There's other scenes that have been in the other Marvel. It was like, oh my gosh, this is breaking me apart. And this was just like, oh, this is kind of sad, I think.
And Thor didn't... Thor and Loki didn't even seem that upset about it.
No.
And
it was too easy, too, for him to die, in my opinion. It was weird.
And in the first movie and stuff, you have Oh by Odin and Odin's beard and everything's Odin, yeah. Odin, Odin.
Well, that's very true to the comics, and I love that. And like Odin the Allfather, and he knows all this, and he can see all things, and he has all the Odin Force, which makes him super powerful.
Yep. Why? This is what they should have done, in my opinion. They should have had the death scene.
Yeah.
They should have been, have a little bit of levity, bring it to the situation. I was just like, oh crap, have it get serious, get a little dark, he dies, they get sad, and then, don't even have Hela come yet. Him and Loki have a big fight.
Yeah.
Thor gets mad at Loki. And then, because he blames him for killing Odin,
right.
They go back to Asgard or whatever. And then maybe, like, something happens where they're doing have a funeral scene for Odin. And then have something happen where Loki and have somehow Hela gets into Asgard.
I agree. So it's kind of funny how,
like,
that
Surtur's
happened.
Helmet brought her in or something.
Something like
that.
She sneaks in somehow. It's weird. It's like, alright, I'm going to drop this bomb on you. You have a sister. This whole time. Surprise. And I'm dying now. Here she comes.
I'm dead. Here she is. Boom.
Yeah. It's just like, What the hell? I feel like we've jumped too fast. Slow it down.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's not like, oh, sure she is, and she's way more powerful than you two.
Yeah. She just, like, kicked everybody's butt. And I liked how powerful she was, and I got it.
It made her very intimidating and...
The fight scene where she kills, like, 70,000 Asgards or whatever the hell happened.
Oh, my gosh. She's just, like, flinging knives and spears.
Yeah.
Just like, phew, phew. The thing I really hated is how quickly she took out the Warriors 3.
Way too fast.
Way too darn fast. And are they dead? Are they permanently dead now?
A theory that I saw online, someone did a rumor, is what if they turned the Warriors 3 into Thanos's
Angels
of
Angels
Death
of
or
death.
Whatever they're called. I thought that would be a good idea.
Maybe.
But
I don't know about that, though.
She killed them so fast. And it was just like... In.
Well, to be fair, I mean, Zachary Levi's fine. He's got Shazam now, so...
Yeah.
It's not good for him.
Which is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, we'll get to that later.
But so, you have this big fight scene. She kills off a bunch of people in Asgard. And then later at the end, they're like, let's save Asgard. Asgard is a people. Yeah, 25 people. You went out of your way to save Asgard, which is like literally 25 people.
To be fair, it's like 50, 100 people. It's not a big race
How
anymore.
How small is Asgard?
Well, she did kill a buttload of them right there.
Yeah, good point.
All the people Heimdall saved, that's all that's left.
Yeah.
And whoever's still on Earth, like the rant, like, what's his face in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Oh, yeah.
Peter McNichol's character.
What did you think about how they kind of told you the Hulk story of how Hulk got to Sakaar?
They didn't tell you how he got to Sakaar. That's the thing. So what?
They kind of did.
Like, so he ended up going through a hole. Yes, I see.
He hopped on the Quinjet.
Yeah, and then somewhere between him hopping on the Quinjet and not going back to the Avengers Tower, he just decided to fly into space and then get sucked up in a black hole that no one has ever seen. Like Tony Stark's, like, that's weird. There's this energy reading in space. Eh.
From what it seemed to me,
just pop out the devil's anus.
Yeah, they did that one a couple times. Is it seemed to me like they were trying to say that Bruce Banner left to keep everybody safe because he wanted to.
Well,
get
the Hulk
away.
Is every the
so
one
maybe
of them,
he flew into space.
I don't think it was Bruce Banner. I think that's just straight Hulk because Hulk always wants to be left alone.
Yeah,
and he had his chance. He was on the Quinjet, and now it's his chance to be left alone
and to go into space. And then he gets angry or something, and then he...
Smashed the car.
Oh, that was the other joke they did a million times, is they... It's okay, the sun's going down.
Sun's going down.
Like, that was hilarious!
And then
first two times! And then you did it, like, seven more times on top of that.
Well, it was funny when he was fighting, and it didn't work, and Hulk just beats crap out of him.
Yeah!
And then it was funny again when Banner's like, what are you doing? Stop it! This is creepy!
Yep.
And then, like, just randomly after that.
And then he did it, like, two or three more times after that. And then
it didn't make much sense after that. So, another thing that I really didn't like is... Well, I guess now I can talk about it. So, they could still set up a Planet Hulk movie. So, now that we have Sakaar in the Marvel Universe, what they could do is, or what they should have done, was during the uprising of Sekar, have the leader of the rebels be the Axe King, the Red King.
Okay.
And he takes over, takes Grandmaster out of the way, and he starts running Sekar like in Planet Hulk.
That would have worked.
And then Hulk comes back and ends up being a slave and battling for the Axe King.
And so then maybe have that, have him take over, and then maybe after Infinity War, you then have something, and then we have more of a story.
Yeah.
Because then we could send Hulk back, and then you could do the whole Planet Hulk thing.
Yeah.
Because then Hulk's like, I got something happens at the end of Infinity War where Hulk wants to go away again, and he
or he gets like brought back. It's like, we're bringing your champion back, and we're going to embarrass him or something like that. Like they have Grandmaster in prison, and they bring Hulk back and force him to fight.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then you bring in real characters that are in it.
Like
Beta Ray Bill and stuff like that.
What did you think
I was hoping there'd be actual Beta Ray Bill in the movie, just not just head on the tower.
His head was on the tower, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm assuming what happened was every time they have a champion, they put their head on the tower, because they were putting the Hulk's head on at the end. And there was Beta Ray Bills, there was Bi-Beast, someone else, I'm assuming maybe Baldur, because it looked like an Asgardian helmet.
Okay.
And a fourth one that I didn't recognize.
Scourge,
yeah.
That's the rock guy, right?
That's the Executioner Scourge.
Okay, now who's the rock guy?
Korg.
Similar names.
Yeah.
What, did you like Korg and his weird voice?
I loved Korg and his weird voice, but the only thing is, since, again, I'm a big fan of Planet Hulk, Korg is one of, like, Hulk's secondhand men who helps him take over the planet and stop the Axe King, or Red King. Korg, on the other hand, was one of the major comedic reliefs in this movie.
He was!
It was funny.
And it worked well for him.
It worked pretty well. I thought, well, like, when he comes in, like, his first few lines, and he's like, don't worry, you don't have to be a big... It's not a big deal. I'm a big rock man, so you don't have much to worry about. Unless you're a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Another thing, yeah. Like, Loki's talking to him, and Thor's just, like, throwing the rocks through the hologram.
Yeah.
And then, like, right before he disappears, you see Korg come right up. Piss off, ghost! So, a meme where it's like, it shows, like, who you're gonna call, and it shows, like, Ghostbusters, and it shows Korg.
Korg.
It says, piss off, ghost.
Yeah, I am afraid of funny. He was good. I did enjoy his comedic relief.
It was
and
funny.
Then the end where he's holding his buddy's like dead head or something.
His body is like, well, he doesn't know. It was just like a body in like a robot suit.
Yeah.
So like the robot suit got destroyed during the fight of Asgard. Oh, he's been dead. I've been holding this whole time because I accidentally stepped on him, squished him. So I've just been kind of holding him onto this whole time. Oh wait, you're alive? Oh good, he's alive, everybody. So what are we talking about, bro?
That was pretty funny.
It's a catchy voice. It's weird.
I think they added a lot of good new characters to it.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of different ways they could go. But just like Marvel, if you're listening, calm down on the funny jokes.
Yeah.
You're getting a little away. You're like, everybody loves Guardians because it's so funny. Like, okay, yeah.
I think they're also taking it with, like, the critics are raving it because it's funny. But the critics, I don't think, are looking at it as a Marvel movie. They're looking at it as a...
movie.
Action movie or whatever movie.
And
it's just getting too much.
I think what the thing you need to set is a staple if you want to do a funny movie is Guardians 2. I think Guardians Volume 2 had maybe a little too jokey, but did a nice balance of serious.
There's a lot of serious
points. A lot of nice serious points and a lot of funny stuff. And I think sometimes they interrupted some of the real serious dark moments with funny, but then there's other times they just let you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff between Gamora and Nebula, so good.
Yeah.
The end scene with Yondu dying, so good. The scene with Peter and his dad.
Yeah. The whole epic finale where he turns on him.
Yeah, there's so many, but... And I think they missed a lot of those points in Thor.
Yeah, because you never really hated Hela for... Because she's...
You did.
She's like, oh, I'm going to take over Asgard. Okay.
And if you wanted her to be super evil, she should have killed somebody.
She should have killed someone major, yeah. Not Hulk or Thor,
Heimdall,
obviously.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think what perfect would have been is maybe it's a little bit of the... And I know I read that the girl who plays Lady Sif, she couldn't be in the movie because of scheduling issues.
Okay, is that what it was?
No, that's what they said it was. But they should have wrote her in the story and contacted her.
Yeah.
And they should have had some kind of thing where they reintroduce her and Thor's relationship again.
I mean, they had, like, you know, Scarlett Johansson, Black Widow in there for, like, 3 seconds. Could have done something like that, where it's like, I can't, I'm in the battle, a battle somewhere, I'm sorry.
How good would it have been, though, if they put her in, re-kind of introduced her, re-kind of introduced Warrior 3, maybe Hela comes and attacks Warriors 3, but Lady Sif disappears, and then when she's beating the crap out of Thor up in the tower, and she's about to kill him, instead of him getting the lightning and doing the flashes of his
Lady
dad,
Sif comes in.
What if Lady Sif comes in and attacks Hela? She sneaks up, attacks Hela, and then Hela kills her.
Yeah.
Kills Lady Sif, and then Thor does his little flash thing.
Thor.
And he fucking thunderbolts
the whole tower. That part was pretty awesome, though, when he, like, took out the entire balcony with his massive bolt.
Super cool. It was very cool. And the whole running thing and him killing everybody with thunder. It made me, you know what it reminded me of? Max and the man in the ice and throw, gonna eat your fucking throat cold,
I'm not sure if that's the words.
It reminded me so much of Return of the King when the ghost ship comes.
Oh, yeah, and they just, like...
and they just super fast go and kills everybody.
They're, like, so flying through and just...
Yeah, that's what it reminded me.
A little bit. And he's, like, grabbing other people's weapons and defeating them.
Yeah.
So, back to that. Mjolnir is gone.
Mjolnir is gone.
Completely
She's shattered
gone. And they didn't... The thing that annoyed me is they didn't even try to rebuild it.
No. And technically, you could still. They could still rebuild.
Well, because Thor's in a dying star, and I'm sure there's got to be a dying star somewhere in the Dagom universe. But the thing is, in the comic books, it was crafted by a master dwarf.
Okay.
So they never really introduced that part of Asgard. They barely introduced the dark elves.
Yeah.
With Chris Eccleston play Malekith.
Yeah. Yes, they definitely are trying to stay away from
fantasy
as much
as possible.
Because
there's a whole huge part of Thor universe where there's, like, elves and gnomes and dwarves,
they're trying
orcs,
to stay away
things
from
like
fantasy.
That.
They don't want to get anything in it.
Lord of the Rings,
but
I guess? I don't know.
There was parts of that movie that felt very Lords of the Rings-y to me.
Yeah.
When, like, Heimdall was leading everybody through the woods and the secret passageways and some of the writing on the doors and they're scanning the doors.
Yeah.
That all felt very Middle Earthy to me.
Especially, like, the big doors where that opened up.
Yeah.
With the tree on it.
Perfect loophole that Disney could do. You just go, like, Doctor Strange be like, oh, hey, I heard you lost your hammer. Here, I got this fucking time stone. Let's just go get your hammer. Here you go.
Maybe they'll save that for the future. I don't know.
Here's my prediction.
Yeah.
Thor dies in Infinity War.
You think so?
Doesn't have his hammer anymore, killed Mjolnir, took his eye, took his hair.
Took his hair. His power's gone.
Asgard's dead. Odin's dead.
In theory, though, he should have the Odin Force now since he's the rightful heir.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
They don't care. Yeah. They don't care about the Odin Force.
They didn't.
I think they saw Asgard as a big, huge problem.
Floaty cloud thing.
And it's not funny enough. And it's no jokey jokes. And so they just burn it all.
To death with jokes.
Let's just Thor Ragnarok it, because it's all too fantasy landish.
We need more logic land. Robot suits. and gamma radiated mutant men pounding people. Also, we mentioned this wasted character execution.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that.
Okay.
So, I like Carl Urban. I love him as an actor. I think he's great.
You know what I didn't realize, too, is he was in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. He was the leader of Eomer's army.
Yes, and I can't think of
the
Riders
of Rohan, what his name is. I'll look it up.
His name is... He's not Faramir.
Theoden is the king.
Yeah.
And his name is, like, C-something.
Yeah. But, yes. He did a good job.
Yeah.
They never really had him get evil.
No, that's the thing. Is the executioner is evil.
He's straight up a bad dude.
Yeah.
And they never had him be a bad dude.
The thing I bet they brought him in is if they do another Thor sequel, is they have the Executioner, now they can bring in the Enchantress. That's the only real reason I think they'd have him. So
is the Enchantress going to be too much like Hela, though?
A little bit. Except she used her main goal is not to conquer Asgard as much as to win Thor's love.
And she, because she's in love with
Thor. Yeah. So she'll do whatever it takes, even if that means killing his friends. What if they turn
Lady Sif into the Enchantress?
That'd be a very interesting idea, which they could do.
They could do. Why not?
But the thing is, in the comic books, Thor's love was always tied between Jane Foster, Lady Sif, and Aurora, or Gamora, something like that.
Okay.
The Enchantress.
So, what if...
But mostly Sif and Jane Foster, and she got super jealous and has put both of their lives in danger many a times to win his affections.
Do you think
anyway, the Executioner is her right-hand man.
He is.
So that's why I think
But now he redeemed himself. He's a good guy now.
He didn't want to execute people.
So what's going to make his character want to execute people?
Well, he's dead.
They did kill him, didn't they?
They killed him off. So what I think they can do is introduce the Enchantress, raise him from the dead, and say, you serve me now, and then kind of...
And then he's evil because he was dead.
Yeah, he's like, I won't...
Okay.
I won't be weak again, I will do what it takes.
Ah, that's a good idea. Do you think they're going to go the route of having Hela be Lady Death and have Thanos be in love with Death that way? Or do you think they're not even going to mention Thanos being
in love with Death? I hope not. I heard the rumor is they're going to try and follow the Infinity War story, but I hope that they don't go with Hela being Death. Go with the actual Lady Death.
Okay.
Or Mistress Death, whatever they want to call her.
So did you like what they did with the Executioner?
In a way, yes. In a way, no. I thought he was very funny. Where he's like, oh, look at all my
hey,
spoils.
Tom, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. You already asked me a question.
Who wasn't funny in that movie?
Who wasn't
funny? Was there anybody who wasn't funny?
Like someone you didn't think was funny?
Yeah, was there anybody who wasn't funny in that movie?
Heimdall wasn't very funny. He was very serious.
Okay, alright. Yeah, Heimdall. Heimdall wasn't funny.
Uh-huh. I don't know what I'm
saying. He said it was funny, and I was just thought for a minute, I'm like, wait, everybody was funny.
Mare.
He was funny. In the beginning was funny with the machine guns and stuff. Yeah. And then how he took out a bunch of Asgardian soldiers with machine guns.
He brought them back at the end,
Or demons, how he killed demons with machine guns. I don't know.
They're undead Asgardians.
Yeah, how they killed the undead Asgardians with machine guns.
Because that's how powerful machine guns are, bro. Gun control, bro.
They're super...
I'm just saying, it's a hot topic, bro. They're dangerous.
Hashtag gun control.
Hashtag
background checks.
Hashtag get them off our streets.
Hashtag mom spaghetti.
Hashtag mom spaghetti. So, yeah. Those were like pitiful undead soldiers. Like, they were their army, they were destroying the Nine Realms until all of a sudden they died.
That
and
was
now,
a very another Lord of the Ringsy thing, is like an undead army.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fantasy? You gonna do fantasy stuff? Let's do sports.
And then they brought back Fenrir the Giant Wolf. Which, technically, if I remember correctly, is in the actual story of Thor Ragnarok. Fenrir, the giant wolf, that's what starts Ragnarok, is the wolf comes in and starts destroying Asgard. That's the first part of Ragnarok itself before Surtur comes in and just completely wipes it out. he ushers in Ragnarok.
Yeah. Was Hela even part of the original Ragnarok story?
She was there, but she was kind of like
so central to it.
Basically, the whole thing is like Thor like dies halfway through it, and he makes a deal with Hela to send him back.
Why didn't they do that?
Because they needed a bad guy.
Because they wanted jokey jokes.
Jokey joke joke.
Because they wanted to put Hulk in it and use him for nothing.
Yeah. I hate that so much. I love the Planet Hulk story, but it's like, this is my story, but I'll just sit back and watch.
Yep. Okay, so, hey, now we got Hulk in it, and he can talk as Hulk. So why not give Banner complete control of Hulk now? Why does Banner jump out of a plane and crash to the ground for a joke? Why doesn't he turn into the Hulk midair and just start crushing people?
You didn't like that part, did you?
No, why didn't he drop and then just show badass Banner just... Because we haven't had a full transformation scene of, like, him willingly turning into the Hulk.
Yeah, you do.
When?
Avengers 1.
He willingly turns into the Hulk?
Yeah, the whole line, it's like, you want to know my secret? I'm always angry.
Okay, you're right, we did have that. I apologize. We need it again.
Okay.
So why doesn't he turn into Hulk halfway through, come down, and just kill that effing wolf right there?
It was an odd joke that they were going for. There's like, jumps out the plane and smack! Lands right on the Bifrost. I laughed. I didn't see that coming.
I laughed. It was funny, and it was surprising, but how much cooler would it have been
if
he turned into Hulk midway through, comes down, and just rips that damn wolf's throat. Crushes his mouth and kills the thing.
Slams right down on his face. Just like,
how cool would have that been?
That
would have
been awesome.
Instead, you have him fall down a waterfall, and then he doesn't come back till the end.
Yeah. Wades around in the water for a little bit, playing with the bubbles.
If you just played clips of this, you would think we hated the movie.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to this part, you're just tearing it apart. They took these strong characters and took an interesting choice.
They did.
For it, that's for sure. That's our main point. It wasn't a bad movie. It's just not where we would have
gone.
We would have chose if this was our movie.
There's a lot of people who love it, and that's okay.
The critics are loving it. They're saying it's like the best Marvel movie. Yeah, I know.
I think the best Marvel movie is Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah. That one is very good. Mine's still Avengers 1.
Yeah, Avengers 1 is pretty damn good. Winter Soldier was just... And really, Spider-Man Homecoming, I need to rewatch that too.
Yeah. I think that Spider-Man Homecoming did very good with Spider-Man. Like, it was good Peter Parker, good duality of can I save the world and be Spider-Man and be still be Peter Parker at the same time. They did a good job with that.
It's going to be hard for them to pull off Infinity War.
Very hard.
It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult.
They have all these stories. Oh, and the way it ended, too. Like, the credit scene.
Credit scenes were weird.
Yeah.
So the big ship that came in. Whose ship do you think
I think it's Thanos' ship. Or one of Thanos' ship.
I think it's a Thanos ship, too. Yeah. And then the last one was Jeff Goldblum. That was the very last one.
Call it a tie.
Yeah. Which was weird.
It was funny. It was. That's what they've been doing a lot. Like, the very end credit scene's been
that's
like, joke. Not serious.
How cool would it have been if Jeff Goldblum would have just been a badass and just killed all those guys, though?
Yeah. I think it would have been interesting.
Because the Grand Master is supposed to be, like, a god, kind of.
He's very old, almost eternal, like the Collector, because they're brothers.
Right.
The Grand Master and the Collector are brothers, and they've lived, like, thousands of years.
They're, like, sentient, and they're not really giving that vibe of it.
No, they're just, like, really quirky, weird people. That's what we get.
Oh, well. Go see Thor Ragnarok.
It is worth seeing.
Check it out. Buy it on DVD. Have all the Thors.
Like 3 months
eat it.
For that.
When it comes out on DVD, cook some mom. Have your mom cook you some spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Watch it. Don't get vomit around your sweater already, though.
Not for Christmas sweater. really ugly Christmas sweater.
Couple of news things I wanted to talk about.
Right, let's do this.
First thing we brought up was Zachary Levi got casted as Shazam.
Yep.
Main thing I know Zachary Levi from is Chuck.
Chuck, yep.
You ever watched Chuck?
I watched like one episode of it. The premise I thought was really funny and cool.
Yes. My girls love Chuck.
Yeah.
My wife and my daughter, they love Chuck. Chuck is a very funny show, cool premise. He definitely pulled off action in that show.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled off comedy.
Well, he's a very big, tall man. Kind of,
yes.
You know.
What do you know him from?
Alvin and the Chipmunks 2.
Okay. Yep. Do you think he can pull off Captain Marvel?
Shazam?
Yes. Or Shazam.
Captain Marvel's a woman.
He was Captain Marvel. He was the original Captain Marvel.
He was?
His name is Captain Marvel. That's the actual character's name is Captain Marvel.
Oh, in the DC, yeah, okay.
In DC Universe, yeah. They don't call him that anymore.
Right, yeah, that's true.
There's no title. They call him that sometimes in the book still. But they're kind of lately, they're going more for just calling him Shazam.
I think
Because Shazam was the words he said, and it was also the name of the wizard.
Right.
The name of the wizard he got the power from was Shazam.
I've never actually followed Shazam storyline. I just know there's Black Adam who lives in Kondok and the Rock of Eternity or whatever.
Oh, the Rock of Eternity. Because Black Adam's going to be the Rock.
Yeah. I didn't think of that until just now. So, I've been playing a lot of Injustice 2, and there's a good chunk of it that takes place in Kondok.
Do you think that Zachary Levi is big enough to play Shazam? Because, I mean, we talked about that when Gal Gadot got casted as Wonder Woman, is she wasn't large enough, she was an Amazonian type, she didn't have a big chest.
Well, that's the thing, like, when before my premise of Amazonian were, like, tall, warrior-esque women. Now, they think they did a good job in just making, like, you know, just average size, but very, like, tough warrior women.
Yeah. I think they did a good job of that. I think it worked.
It worked.
Do you think they're going to be able to make that work with Shazam? Because physically in the comics, Shazam is bigger than Superman.
You think, is he bigger?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I always thought they were kind of like the same. Like their power levels are pretty close.
The power levels are close, I think. But I think they always, in cartoons and stuff, in comics that I've seen with them together, is he's always had a bigger physical appearance than Superman. Do you think Zachary Levi is going to bulk up?
I think he's already started. Yeah. I think they showed some pictures. I haven't looked at him, but I've heard he's posted some of his workout pics.
Okay. And you see the cast of the kid as well?
Billy Batson?
Yes.
I did, but I didn't recognize
Zachary,
him.
Zachary, I don't recognize him either. He was in something. I don't remember what it was now, though. Oh, he's a Disney star.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he was a kid Disney. He's in some Disney show.
Actual Billy Batson's child.
I'd allow it. I'd be okay with it.
Approved.
So that was kind of big news.
Black Adam is a stupid name, effing racist.
Because people were waiting forever for Shazam to get
casted.
Because
they had Black Adam for a while.
Yeah. And then we even got who the director was going to be, but we didn't have him.
Asher Angel.
Okay. And he's a Disney star?
I'm looking into it. Let's see. Yeah, he's been cast by the Batson film, Falls Boy Angel, who can transform an adult superhero by uttering the magic word Shazam. Solomon.
I think we're supposed to be getting this movie like 2019.
Based on for his role as Jonah Beck in the Disney Channel series Andy Mack.
Okay, I've never heard of Andy Mack. Have you heard of any of the Disney series Andy Mack?
Nope.
I wonder if Larry has. Larry! Okay, Larry's too busy playing on her phone.
She's dead.
Don't get me excited. Wow. I'm joking. I'm doing Thor funny jokes.
Oh, man.
Other big news. Disney, have you heard this rumor, Tom? I don't know all the details of it, but Disney is supposedly been having talks with 20th Century Fox.
Yeah, purchasing 20th Century Fox.
To buy them. Now, I don't know all the details. I don't know what kind of talks they've been having or whatnot. What do you think? Do you think this is a rumor that's not going to happen? Or do you think it's something that's a lot closer than we think it is?
I think and hope it's a lot closer than we think it is. But okay. It's probably just a rumor.
Do you understand the how many different properties and how much stuff they would have rights to if they bought 20th Century Fox? They would own all the medias.
Pretty much.
Like, they would own everything.
That's
even more. Like, they would own our childhood.
Yes.
Even more than they already do. Okay, you need to get up, dog.
What up, dog?
The dog was on my lap. I felt like Dr. Evil there for a minute. So let's look up what 20th Century Fox owns.
Well, I know, like, we can go over, like, they own, right now, they own X-Men.
Yes.
They own, I guess you could say they own, what is their...
They own Fantastic Four, don't they?
I thought Sony owns Fantastic Four.
Yes. List of assets owned by 21st Century Fox.
The Simpsons.
Oh my gosh. You're totally right.
What?
They do own The Simpsons.
Yeah,
so I didn't even think about that.
Like, a lot of TV properties.
They would own Fox Network and whole, really, were too, wouldn't they?
Fox Sports?
Too. They would own Fox Sports, and yes, they would own The Simpsons. ESPN,
so I don't know.
This is weird here. Former assets.
Gotta love Wikipedia.
Yeah. Something I know that they would definitely have the rights to is, and I think that this might be a reason why, is because another reason is, they can't re-release original Star Wars in its format because 20th Century Fox owns the original format.
Yeah, I heard
so,
that.
We could get that, the original format. We could get the 21st Century Fox scroll back in Star Wars movies.
What's the difference?
We just never had that scroll. You get the lion roar and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because that was always a big part of right before the
the long, long ago.
The Galaxy Far, Far Away, you'd have that 21st Century dun, 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 the big thing, right?
Dun, 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 okay.
So X-Men for sure. We get Deadpool, the X-Men movies.
They still own Ghost Rider, don't they?
I think they own Ghost Rider too, yeah.
At least the Johnny Blaze version.
I don't know. All these articles are horrible. So, would you like that?
I would like that. And here's why. Because if they did that, we could finally have the X-Men in our Marvel Cinematic Universe.
We could. But do we need them in our Cinematic
Universe? Well, no, but I think having like Wolverine and the X-Men and stuff would be great. Also, then they could do a true Civil War.
They could. They'd have to name it something else, though. They'd have to name it like Civil War II. Yeah, there we go. Do you think, what's his name?
Hugh Jackman
would come back if they did that?
I heard he was doing an interview. He said there would be one reason he would come back as Wolverine as if it was Avengers based.
Okay.
Although, what I think they could easily do is the next major movie is X-Men and the Phoenix, Dark Phoenix or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
That's the next movie on their list. What they could do is if Disney buys them, they allow them to make that movie. And they do their story. And at the end of the story, you have the Dark Phoenix. She gets all super powerful. And destroys the Fox Cinematic Universe.
Oh!
So that way they can reboot it in the Marvel Cinematic. Combining the two, like that.
That's a good idea.
We can have a new Wolverine.
Creating
we
like a
whole
timeline almost.
Yeah.
Be pretty cool.
Because my opinion, the Fox X-Men has kind of gone on too long. Like, it's starting to get convoluted.
It needs
convoluted.
To be dead. We don't, yeah.
They either need to reboot it or just stop it. Because the story's starting to get pretty convoluted.
They have way too many, like, futures and past and different timelines.
This is overwritten now because of events of future past. It's getting crazy.
And then the other news is Brian Michael Bendis.
Brian
announced who's a, I would call him legendary.
He's been a man.
Comic book writer. Yeah. Has exclusively signed with DC.
Yeah.
So a lot of, I don't know if you've seen, but a lot of fanboys are losing their minds and thinking it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of diehard, like, old school fans are not a fan of Brian Michael Bendis, namely because he was kind of the, I guess you could call him, the father of the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people are worried that he's going to go over and ruin characters in DC.
He can't do worse than the New 52.
And yeah, right. And kind of what he's been known for is always diversity.
Okay.
He really pushed the Miles Morales story. He was the one who kind of made Nick Cage black.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was always Nick, that.
You mean Nick Fury?
I'm sorry. Nick Fury.
Nick Cage is black.
I've just seen Nick Cage's face as a black guy now.
I could totally see him trying to do blackface just being like incredibly awkward.
Oh my gosh. So he was always kind of the diversity thing. So there's like guys like, no thanks, I don't want a black Superman. And some people just being stupid about it and stuff.
It's a black Superman.
So there's that. So if you hadn't heard that, then that's good because like Geoff Johns is kind of stepping down, not writing as much anymore. And he's been kind of... Geoff Johns has been really the key holder of DC forever. Like, he's probably, I would say, the most legendary writer for DC. So having Brian Michael Bendis kind of going is going to shake things up a little bit. And Tom, we have Justice League coming out next week.
So close.
So close. Lots of trailers. Do you think they're showing too much?
They've shown a lot, but I don't think they've shown the right thing. So that's okay. It should be okay.
Can I tell you, do we want to kind of end this episode with a prediction on how we think the movie's going to be?
Sure, yeah.
I'm going to give you mine.
All right, go ahead.
Worse than Batman v Superman.
Worse than Batman v Superman.
I think it's going to be shit awful. I just think it's not going to mesh. They're trying to do the dark thing, and then the trailer's showing too much comedy stuff in it. I just don't think it's going to mesh well. I think this is going to be the last we see of Ben Affleck as Batman.
Do you think it's going to be super sad Ben after this movie?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think there's going to be Ben anymore. I don't think he's going to.
I think
Justice League's gonna come out. It's gonna suck, and he's gonna end. It's gonna like bomb at the box office too, and he's gonna be like, "I'm out."
Yeah, but even though Batman v Superman sucked, it didn't bomb. It got a buttload of money.
It did. It didn't make as much as it could have.
Well, no, but it still made a lot.
Yeah.
So, I think this is the same thing.
And it has Wonder Woman in it, right. And everybody loved.
Everybody
Wonder
loved
Woman.
Wonder Woman. It was good.
So, what do you think?
I think that it's going to be good, but I feel like it's going to be doing the same thing Batman v Superman did. It's going to try and do too much.
I think it's going to try to do way too much. And, like, this, and I found out, I don't know if you heard this or not, this Aquaman we're getting is pre him being king. So Arthur Curry isn't even king yet. He's, like, new Aquaman.
So what's the point?
He's not king of Atlantis.
He just hangs out in the water all the time?
Yeah, right? And Flash is just new to be Flash. So we're going to get Darkseid.
Yeah.
And we're going to have this huge threat. And we have all these new guys who just became heroes fighting people. The whole point of Justice League is they're like the best heroes.
Yeah.
They're the world's finest. We're not getting the world's finest in this movie, Tom. We're getting world-class babies.
World-class babies. Plus Wonder Woman, Superman, maybe Superman and Batman.
Yeah, Superman's dead. Batman's old.
Oh, they're bringing
and angry.
Superman back. I can tell. They're definitely bringing Superman back in this movie.
Yeah. And we're gonna
Although,
have Flash eat.
I've been thinking
spaghetti.
About this since they announced Levi. If I forget, since they announced Zachary Levi, that I'm betting the person that he was talking to, Alfred,
Shazam.
I'm wondering if that's what they're gonna do.
I hope not, because Zachary Levi's not buff enough yet.
He's not buff enough yet? Have you seen, like, current
he
ones?
He said you'd come. I think it's somebody stupid. I think it's somebody we've seen already. He's just talking to some random person that we already know, I think. You tell you what, though.
Brian Michael
Bendis. I'm finally starting to watch Gotham. He's talking to Brian. He said you'd come to make everything right. You came to make Superman black again. I'm starting to watch Gotham again, finally.
Okay.
It's getting good. Oh, Alfred is a badass in Gotham. Let us know what your feelings of Thor Ragnarok were. Let us know if you disagree with us, if you think we're being too harsh. Tell us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, right, Tom?
Yeah.
Tell us what you think about Justice League is going to be like. If you think it's going to be world-class babies.
World's first outing. Field trip against... But he's not fighting Darkseid. Steppenwolf.
Yeah, Steppenwolf.
So we got some time for them to get their...
And let us know if you think everybody's mom's name is Martha, and that's why they're the Justice League. I went around...
My mom's named Martha, too!
Wonder Woman. I went around collecting everybody's people whose mom's name were Martha.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Keep calm.
And?
Keep calm.
Shazam!
I'm gonna swear already. Mom's spaghetti.